You've heard about demarketing, but you don't really know what it is and what it means. This is what we're talking about in this episode. Bonjour. Hello, everyone. I'm Nata, host of the Nata PR School podcast. You're a successful entrepreneur or marketing manager, and you're about to launch a new product or service, or you've been selling your goods for quite some time, but you want to learn how to increase your visibility, get known, and reach more clients? At Nata PR, we deal with real clients every day, and we'll teach you simple, fun, and honest PR solutions. You'll learn easy steps to combine PR to social media right now. Keep listening and let's get started. Bonjour, hello, and welcome to episode 119. Yes, the 119th episode of the Nata PR School podcast. Public relations and demarketing. Recently, a client was asking us if we could promote a great video they just produced that took them months to do. And they wanted to promote with this video and tell people how to select the perfect jeans. So, and they really did an amazing job. I will put the link below this episode. And so they show you how to measure your waist, how to measure your inseam, etc. But you need to know this, though. Whenever we are asked, us public relations professionals, we always we're hesitant. We are always afraid when our clients ask us to promote a video, even though it's very interesting and I love including video with our press releases because I know media watch, they do watch those video. But you need to know this. Our client, even if we tell our clients that, you know, top tier media will certainly appreciate your video, but the chances are very slim that they will feature it in a major newspaper. Well, we never know, right? This is why I'm always happy to include it. So even if we explain it to our clients, we know that they secretly hope that the media, some media will broadcast this video, and we know they will be disappointed with the results in top tier media. But know that there are some other avenues. So, but this, let's talk about big publications here. So you need to know, what does it mean for major media outlets if they decide to share your video? It means first that they are giving you a huge place, a prominent place in their media. It also means that they are letting you have this huge ad space. In their mind, it's like they're giving you a lot of attention and publicity, free publicity. And number three, possibly offering, you know, this space will be offending their advertisers. Think about those who have paid a lot of money for their space in their newspaper, for example. So this is why they rarely broadcast videos that you send them, right? But times are changing, and know that we never hesitate to show these videos with our press releases because I think it's amazing content. But it's very different with influencers, because this is what we're working on right now. So I'm really sharing with you what we're doing right now. And with influencers, it's very different, of course. And it's way more easier to get confirmation from them, because they might decide to choose to share your video without being compensated, because that's the goal. When you have a PR agency, you want people to share your video without paying them. Otherwise, it's going to cost you a fortune. And if they do that, let's say you have many influencers who decide to broadcast and share your video on their, it can be LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram accounts, even TikTok, some of them. This probably means that they already know you, though, that they like your products and your brand, and they want to support you. And this is the work we do all the time here at Nata PR. So you see, when I'm talking to you about the importance of time, because this is what we do in our daily job. And this is what all my staff is doing. We're proposing, hey, would you like to discover this? And we think that according to what you're talking about, you're a food lover, you would probably be very much interested in testing our Thermomix. Or, oh, you're a fashion lover. So we've done that job already. So there are many influencers who are ready to help our client and share this amazing video. So this is when I'm saying how the time factor is so crucial in public relations. Because if you start with having this great video and you approach influencers, but they don't know you, it's going to be very difficult to convince them to share your video unless it's really something amazing. So the fact that you already have connections with these influencers and even media sometimes, that will help you and that will help us even do our job better. They will be more inclined, of course, to talk about you, as you can imagine. So to present this video, what did we do? This is where I'm coming with the demarketing. So we were looking for something to really attract the attention of the media. This is when I thought, wow, this video is amazing because then we can use a demarketing tactic, right? And this is how we are promoting it. So the title of our press release and of course of our subject email is, don't buy jeans until you watch this video. This is a perfect example of demarketing because since our title is really a perfect attention grabber and it's, you know, that's what it says, don't buy instead of buy more. So this is what marketing is all about. And we know very well that many of them, you know, will be our influencers that know that brand. Many people love our clients' jeans because this is something that we know they told us. So of course they will be talking about the video and they will even broadcast it. So they are doing it right now as we speak. So, but why is PR amazing to talk about demarketing? Because we can tell the whole story in a press release and we can explain why. It was so interesting. So when my client, the jean company, came to me and was telling me about this video, he never told me about this major problem that I kind of knew they had, but we never had a conversation about this aspect of his business. Because as you can imagine, the returns of products, because people don't know how to choose the jeans that will fit them according to their body type, is huge. So using demarketing here is so smart. Huh? Don't buy these jeans before you watch this video. And honestly, the video is amazing. It's really well done. So perfect demarketing tactic here. Huh? Consume less, consume better, right? So buy less, buy more. Be smarter in what you buy. Don't buy those jeans before you watch this video. I think it's a great, great, great video and a great campaign that we're doing right now. And well, of course, you know, imagine if we reduce the returns, we're not even talking about the effects on the environment here. But if you think about it, and all the clothing companies sending products out there and all the returns, it must be very scary. And you know me, I love definitions, and I have two here for you to talk to you about demarketing. According to a FNEJ Media. This is what demarketing is. So it's a combination, of course, of marketing with the prefix D, and D means it's the negative thing, right? So it's the opposite meaning. The term demarketing was first used, according to them, in 1971 by Coulter and Levy. It means that the strategy adopted by a public or private institution is to discourage purchasing in certain segments of by all customer, and you know, it can be something temporarily or permanently. For a company, demarketing happens when the chosen marketing strategy is no longer maximizing demand, even though there are other growth-oriented strategies. So demarketing. And well, of course, Wikipedia has its own a definition for demarketing. They say demarketing may be considered unselling, which makes sense too. Huh? Marketing in reverse, which includes general and selective demarketing. So this is what they say, Wikipedia. So although the concept of demarketing lacks a precise theoretical definition, it refers to an attempt to by the firm or by the company to discourage all or some of its customer from making purchases either temporarily or permanently. Voilà. And I don't know if you remember that. I think it was last year. Patagonia, a company that I really admire, they are always like ahead of everybody marketing wise. And this, they use demarketing. They use this strategy in a Black Friday ad that appeared in the New York Times. Yes. Can you imagine the price of the page? A few thousand bucks. Yes, for sure. And the title of their ad was, "Don't buy this jacket." I'll put the link too for it on the video. And they are still explaining it. So if you go on their website, they talk about what they did and why. So it's very interesting. And of course, indeed, there's no better way to explain this ad than with public relations, right? So they did a campaign. They are really marketing, of course, and PR savvy, these guys. So you understand now how PR can be an amazing tool to talk about your demarketing tactic. This is what we're doing right now. So we're telling the story about this video. So don't buy jeans, my friend, before you watch this video. So hopefully you've enjoyed this episode that you are getting on our list. We are working on some new free webinar, and we have our training class, of course. I hope I'll have the chance to talk to you soon. And certainly hope, way more than anything, that you'll be joining me next week. À la semaine prochaine. Hey, you want to learn more about how to implement PR strategies? Head on to natapr.com and get on our list. You will also receive the Nata PR model on how to create a successful PR campaign. If you want to become a client, just send us an email to nata@natapr.com. Talk to you next week. À la semaine prochaine.